ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेषाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So today we will start the 10th verse of Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrit. We'll chant the verse. Kal to 9th khatam kiya na, 9th baki tha. Okay. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim vyayur jnanina tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama प्रेमैकनिष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपालपङ्कजदृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वदीयं तदीयसरसि तां नाश्रयेत् ककृति बट् सिम्पल् कर्मिभ्यः परितो बेटर् देन् द कर्मीस् Like previous verse spoke about the places. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavat vrindaranya mudarapani ramanat tatrapi govardhanam radha kundamihapi gokulapate premamrita plavanat kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam viveki nakaha. So this verse talks about practitioners. कर्मिभ्य परितो हरेः प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिना कर्मिभ्यः परितो बेटर् देन् द कर्मीः कर्मीस् आर् ज्ञानीस् ज्ञानिनः वै हरेः प्रियतया हरेः प्रियतया मीन्स् इन् दि शास्त्र इट् इस् सेड् दट् आफ् आल् द टैप्स् आफ् फ्रूटिव् वर्कर्स् ही हू इस् अड्वान्स्ड् इन् नालेड्ज् of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninaha.
Jnanis are more dearer than karmis.
Tebhyo, o jnani me se, jnana vimukta, jo jnan se mukti ka prap jo kar chuka hai, wo better hai. That's what it says. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, one who is practically liberated by the virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. Tebhyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama. One who has attained liberation by that jnana and has given up that jnana, he may take up bhakti. ब्रह्मभूत प्रसन्नात्मा न शोचति न कांक्षति समस्सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते पराम् आफ्टर गिविंग अप दैट एलिमेंट ऑफ ज्ञान व्हाट विल रिमेन इज ओनली भक्ति
ज्ञान मिश्र भक्ति
क्या प्रैक्टिस ज्ञान मिश्र भक्ति बट वो ज्ञान मिश्र भक्ति में वो ज्ञान का पार्ट को छोड़ने के बाद शुद्ध भक्ति ही रहता है ना सो कर्मिभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनस्तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परमा मद्भक्तिं लभते पराम् पराम भक्तिम लभते ओके प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः एंड अमंगस्ट द डिवोटीज प्रेम एक निष्ठा दोस हैव रीच द स्टेज ऑफ प्रेम एंड हु आर फिक्स्ड इन द स्टेज ऑफ प्रेम दे आर बेटर
अमंग
डिवोटीज
भक्ति योगीस
अमंग भक्ति योगीस दोस हैव अटेंड तेभ्यः अमंगस्ट दोस हैव अटेंड प्रेम ता पशुपाल पंकज दृशस एंड अमंग्स द डिवोटीज हु हैव अचीव्ड प्रेम पशुपाल आर द कौहर्ड पंकज दृश द लोटस आईड गोपीज आर द बेस्ट अमंगस्ट ऑल द प्रेम भक्तास ताभ्योपि सा राधिका एंड राधाराणी इज द बेस्ट अमंगस्ट ऑल द गोपीस ताभ्योपि सा राधिका प्रेष्टा So Radharani is most dear to Krishna amongst all the gopis also. Tadvat
Pashupala Pankajam Iska.
Pashupala cowherd. Pankaja Drisha. Pankaja is lotus, Drisha is eyes. The lotus eyed gopis are of all the Prema Bhaktas, the lotus eyed gopis are the best. Tabhyo, O gopis may be. Tabhyo api, even amongst the gopis, Sa Radhika Preshta, Radharani is the most dear most. Tadvat, in the same way, just like of all the devotees, Radharani is the dear most. Tadvat, in the same way, Iyam Tadiya Sarasi, ye jo Radharani ka own Saras hai, Radha Kund, is similarly Preshta, most dear to Krishna. Tam Nashrayet Kakriti. So therefore, which intelligent person, which fortunate person will not take shelter of Radha Kund?
अच्छा यहाँ पर ये हायरार्की लाके फिर राधा कुंड को इंट्रोड्यूस किया लास्ट में, जस्ट लाइक राधा रानी इज बेस्ट, राधा इज हायर कुंड कौन इज बेस्ट.
ओके ओके,
सेकंड लाइन थोड़ा क्लियर नहीं हुआ. ज्ञान ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परम.
ओके, दोबारा ये वर्स का मैं कर बताता हूँ. कर्मीभ्यः परितो, बेटर देन द कर्मीज. ओके, व्यक्तिम ययुर ज्ञानिन. व्यक्तिम ययुर, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग देखो, एनो है जाओ, वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग देखो. टेंथ वर्स, वर्ड टू वर्ड है. कर्मीभ्य परितो का मतलब क्या है? बस
परितो मतलब इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट.
हाँ, ओ परितो, कर्मीभ्य परितो, हरे है प्रियतया, मीन्स बीइंग डियर टू लॉर्ड हरि. व्यक्तिम ययो मीन्स
इट इज सेड इन द शास्त्र.
ओ, इट इज सेड इन द शास्त्र. कर्मीभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिम ययुर ज्ञानिनः. ओके, सो द मीनिंग इज दैट कर्मीभ्यः, बेटर कंपेयर्ड टू द कर्मीज, इन ऑल
प्रिटी वर्कर, कर्मीभ्यः,
कर्मीभ्यः परितो, इन बेटर देन द कर्मीज इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स इज द शास्त्र से इज द ज्ञानिनस, हरे है प्रियतया बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग वेरी डियर टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. तेषां ज्ञानी नित्ययुक्त एक भक्ति विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनो अत्यर्थम अहम सच मम प्रिय कृष्ण सिस. सो दट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ हरे हे प्रियतया, ज्ञानी इज डियर टू द लॉर्ड. ओके, सो बेटर देन द कर्मीज इन ऑलवेज इज द ज्ञानी सेज द शास्त्रास बिकॉज ऑफ हिज बीइंग वेरी डियर टू द लॉर्ड. दट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ फर्स्ट लाइन. कर्मीभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिम ययुर ज्ञानिन. तेभ्यो, ओ ज्ञानी में भी ज्ञान विमुक्त, विमुक्त
नहीं वो अलग लगता है, भक्ति परम प्रेम के अमेरिका से अलग है. तेभ्यो अमंग दोस ज्ञानीज हु हैव लिबरेटेड देयर बेस्ट, ज्ञान विमुक्त.
तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त,
सुपीरियर टू देम तेभ्यो ज्ञानीज लिबरेटेड बाय नॉलेज.
हां, दोस हु आर लिबरेटेड बाय नॉलेज दे आर बेटर,
दे आर बेटर.
Perfection of ज्ञान, भक्ति परम,
दोस एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस,
हां दे आर बेटर. हां,
भक्ति परम
प्रेम निष्ठा,
प्रेम दे आर बेस्ट,
बेस्ट
एमंग द भक्ति.
सो कर्मीस ज्ञानीस ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्तास प्रेम
प्रेम
पांच
पांच.
ओके, सो देन ही सेज तेभ्यः
सुपीरियर टू देम,
सुपीरियर टू देम ता दोस पशुपाल पंकज दृश, उसका मीनिंग बताओ.
गोपीज वर ऑलवेज डिपेंडेड ऑन कृष्णा द कावर्ड बॉय. अच्छा,
सो दैट इज अ पंकज दृश का मतलब
गोपीज.
गोपीज पंकज दृश मीन्स गोपीज,
कृष्णा द कावर्ड बॉय मतलब पशुपाल तो कृष्णा हो गया ना. पंकज दृश मतलब गोपीज को बोल रहे हैं,
गोपीज बोल के लिखा है.
ऐसा नहीं, पूरा टोटल मीनिंग क्या है,
पशुपाल पंकज दृश्य का एक मतलब क्या
है?
ओहो, द लोटस आइड कृष्णा का जो दृष्टि से जो जिसका पोषण हो रहा है, दैट इज द मीनिंग. पशुपाल पंकज दृशस मीन्स दोज हु आर नरिश्ड बाय द लोटस आइड ग्लैंस ऑफ द कौहर्ड बॉय कृष्णा, दैट इज द मीनिंग.
नरिश्ड किधर
है? अंडरस्टूड, अंडरस्टूड, अंडरस्टूड. दैट इज हाउ पशुपाल पंकज दृशस रेफर्स टू द गोपीस. Okay.
So they are better.
They are better. Tabhyopi sa Radhika Preshta. And of all of them, Radharani is the best. Tadvat iyam tadiya sarasi. In the same way, her saras, Radha Kund, is also the best. Is most dear to Krishna. Tam nashrayet kakriti. Who is that fortunate person who will not take shelter of her? Okay. So we will chant 5 times. Okay. Karmebhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnaninas tebhyo jnana vimukti bhakti parama premaika nishtastatah tebhyasta pashupala pankaja drishas tabhyo pisa radhika प्रेष्टा तद्वदीयं तदीय सरसि तम नाश्रयेत् का कृति कर्मेभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं व्ययुर्ज्ञानिनास्तेभ्यस्ता मुक्तिमक्ति परमा प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकजदृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वदीयं तदीय सरसि तं नाश्रयेत् का कृति कर्मेभ्यः परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनास्तेभ्यज्ञान विमुक्ति भक्ति परमा प्रेमैकनिष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकजदृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेषा तद्वदीयं तदीय सरसि ताम नाश्रयेत् का कृति कर्मेभ्यः परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनास् तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्ति भक्ति परमा प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः तादेभ्यः पशुपाल पंकज दृशस् तारोऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टादीयं तदीय सरसि ताम नाश्रयेत् कृति कर्मेभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनास् तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्ति भक्ति परमा प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकज दृशस्ताभ्योऽपि साराधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वदीयं तदीय सरसि ताम नाश्रयेत् कृति. चलो तीनों करेंगे. फर्स्ट लाइन
कर्मेभ्यो कर्मेभ्यो कृष्णस फेवर
परितो
परितो कर्मेभ्यो परितो कृष्ण.
You remember?
Yeah.
ठीक है, चलो. So without looking, let us look at each other's lips and then chant. कर्मेभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिं ययुर्ज्ञानिनास् तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परमा प्रेमैक निष्ठास्ततः तेभ्यस्ता पशुपाल पंकज दृशस् राधिका प्रेष्टा तद्वदीयं तदीय सरसि ताम नाश्रयेत् का कृति. सो टुमारो यू कैन मेमोराइज एंड कम इन द शास्त्र it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Shri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. That is the meaning of Pashupala Pankaja Drisha. They are always dependent on Shri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna. Her kunda or lake is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kund and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, aprakrita bhava, render loving service to the divine couple Shri Shri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eightfold daily pastimes. Ye sab verse mein nahi hai.
Ah, additional kaise hai translation?
This is Prabhupada's.
I know. Usually Prabhupada sticks to word to word.
No. Mostly Prabhupada never sticks to word to word. If you have seen Prabhupada's translation.
This, you may, meaning he may give little here and there. But here, he has added more sentences.
Ye naturally wo word to word mein bhi nahi hai. And Prabhupada generally ऐसा इसमें इतना सब लिखते ही नहीं है. यू सी हाउ मच ही हैज रिटन
एटफोल्ड
अष्टकाली लीला. तो ये सब मतलब दिस इज प्रभुपाद भावार्थ ट्रांसलेशन. इनडीड दोज हु एग्जीक्यूट डिवोशनल सर्विस इन द बैंक्स ऑफ राधाकुंड आर द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट पीपल इन द यूनिवर्स.
सो वी आर इन द बैंक ऑफ राधाकुंड. वी ऑल आर इन द बैंक ऑफ राधाकुंड.
या
एवरीडे वी आर.
बट इसका एक्सप्लेनेशन मतलब प्रोवाइडेड यू हैव सरपास द स्टेज ऑफ रागानुग भक्ति एंड कम रीच द स्टेज ऑफ भाव भक्ति देन यू कैन थिंक. क्योंकि अभी प्रोग्रेशन एक्सप्लेन हो रहा है ना प्रभु. अष्टकालीय लीला स्मरण कम्स ओनली इन वेरी लेट स्टेजेस ऑफ रागानुग भक्ति. हम अभी वैदिक भक्ति में है.
देयर इज नो डाउट अबाउट व्हाट लेवल बट स्टिल द वे डिवोशनल सर्विस इज गिवन टू अस. It is so easily given to us. Fruity workers kidhar, baad mein gyanis kidhar, all the gyanis kidhar, uske baad mein someone higher. Prabhupada directly saying, become a lover of Krishna.
Yeah.
And straight.
Yeah.
You do regulative principles. Yeah.
But sab, it is not a yoga ladder. And ye sab paar karke hi ab bhakti mein aa sakte hain, waisa nahi hai. Shastron mein waisa varnan to nahi hai. तो इट इज जस्ट दैट
बहुत रेयर होता है कि
या इट इज रेयर.
अभी अभी फॉर एग्जांपल इवन महाराज इज अ सीकर. किधर किधर ढूंढते गए हमने. सो मेनी थिंग्स इज सो मच ऑस्टेरिटी एंड देन ही मीट्स प्रभुपाद एंड एक्सेप्ट प्रभुपाद.
या
एंड फॉर अस इट इज यू स्टेट बेटर देन महाराज.
या
एंड ही डजंट टॉक अबाउट एनीथिंग एल्स. ही सेज
हो भी सकता है कि पिछला लाइफ टाइम में आप गए भी होंगे. बोल नहीं सकते.
हो भी सकता है.
पर उसके वजह से भक्त का जो संपर्क में जो एक जीव आता है वो ये आप कर्मी के पास गए क्या ज्ञानी के पास गए क्या योगी के पास गए क्या उसके ऊपर निर्भर नहीं है. कमिंग इन टच विद द डिवोटी इज नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन हुम ऑल यू हैव मेट बिफोर and what all you have gained before. It does not depend on the receiver at all. It depends purely on the giver. When the giver feels compassionate, he gives. Patra apatra na deki sthana sthana.
Sometimes we ourselves, we were worshipping some demigod, then Lord Shiva, and slowly we started visiting the ISKCON Krishna temple ourselves only. Nobody invited us. And we see the Arati, Lord's Darshan, everything, then we get attracted. And we ourselves approach a devotee, how to chant, what is this? Then you get introduced to all the process. How about that?
उसका हो सकता है कि पिछला लाइफ में भी हमारा अज्ञात सुकृति का अर्जन हुआ हो, इसलिए हम वो एक इस्कॉन टेम्पल के प्रति हमारा आकर्षण हो गया. नहीं तो ऐसे ही आकर्षण नहीं होगा, नहीं तो इस्कॉन टेम्पल का गोविंदास को देख के आकर्षण हो सकता है, अरे अच्छा फूड है, और अच्छा फूड को अप्रिशिएट करके भी हमको अज्ञात सुकृति मिलेगा, उसके द्वारा डीटीज के प्रति भी आकर्षण हो गया, या मंदिर गए उधर कोई डिवोटी हमसे बहुत अच्छा सब बात किया, प्रसाद दिया, पेड़ा दिया, कुछ ब्रोशर्स दिया, घुमाया हमको, दिखाया, तो वो सब हमको यू नो इट क्रिएटेड वेरी फेवरेबल सुकृति एंड देन वी गॉट अट्रैक्टेड.
वी डोंट रिमेंबर ऑल द सुकृतिस व्हेन वी रिसीव इट इन दिस लाइफ वेरी इजीली. वी डोंट हैव दैट वैल्यू फॉर इट.
वी कैन पोटेंशियली
वी हैव अ वैल्यू. नाउ वी आर डिस्कसिंग
नाउ दैट इज व्हाई इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट टू डिस्कस.
What I have received is so rare. Mm. Otherwise,
what are you meditating on?
So it's not that one devotee is giving full-fledged devotion to you. There are so many devotees that are involved in a small patches.
They yeah.
And at one point it becomes the fully intensivized Shraddha, 100% you can say.
Across lifetimes, many devotees have added in your Agyat Sukriti Hundi. But you will remember, of course, the last person who put that money.
It's like hitting the nail. Last person is that easily remember that person.
Pichla life mein kon kon humko mile, kon kon hamara agyat sukriti ka account badhne ka prayas kiya, wo humko yaad nahi rahega. But the last person who spent a few weeks, few days, few months with us, trying to help us, it is natural that we will see that. Oh, I came to bhakti because of him. Yeah. And of course, the person who gets bhakti should see that person as the representative of all the other people who might have given him the opportunity to come closer to Krishna's lotus feet. But the last person should not think he came to bhakti because of me. He should thank all those people who must have contributed in various lifetimes so that such a ready-made product came to me and I didn't do anything. मैं उसको काली थोड़ा टच किया और भक्त बन गया. तो मतलब क्या है? Hard work has been done by someone else. So I cannot take all the credit. At the same time, the one who is receiving that bhakti, because he has no opportunity to know who all offered that Sukriti to him, opportunity for Sukriti, he should see that one person. If I show my gratitude to this one person, it will reach all others. So because I cannot see anyone else, I will show all my gratitude to this one person. He should see that one person as the representative. Whereas that representative should not think, mere wajah se hi isko bhakti aaya. I am the whole and sole provider of devotional service to that person. Like that he cannot think. Because if that is the case, if I am so potent, why is it that not everyone who is coming in touch with me is becoming devotee? If I am so potent, whomever I touch, just like Midas, jisko touch kiya wo gold ban gaya. तो मतलब उनमें ही एक्चुअली वो पोटेंसी है. अगर हम में उतना पोटेंसी है तो किसी को भी हम टच करेंगे तो वो भक्त बन जाएगा.
मध्यम
अधिकारी टेक दैट क्रेडिट. We understand that yes, if I had been so potent, अगर मुझ में उतना capacity है तो किसी को भी मैं touch करूंगा तो वो भक्त बन जाएगा. But the fact is that ऐसा तो नहीं हो रहा है. 100 लोग का touch कर रहा हूं, एक जन 2-3 महीना के बाद थोड़ा माला के बारे में देख रहा है और 99 people वो देख भी नहीं रहा है. तो मतलब potency limited है. And the one who is coming, who is quickly taking up, other people have done the hard work on him, and I am getting a fairly finished product. Thoda mehnat mein ho, he is taking up to devotional service. Whereas others ka utna contribution nahi hai, to main jitna bhi kasrat kar raha hu, wo log aake prasad ka ke nikal jate hain. So they will not, they are not touching the japmala. They are not looking towards the japmala. Yeah, kuch general talk karne ke liye ichuk hai. जब भी कृष्ण कथा का कुछ भी शुरू करता हूं तो भाग जाते हैं. कभी भी प्रीति भोजन है तो आ जाते हैं, पर मंगल आरती है तो नहीं आते हैं. तो विच मीन्स दे मे नॉट हैव सफिशियंट सुकृति, बट स्लोली 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 इफ यू कीप arranging things which may be attractive to them, you should not think, अरे यार इसको मैं प्रीति भोजन ही खिलाते रहूंगा तो फिर परमानेंटली मंगल आरती आएगा ही नहीं. वैसा नहीं, थ्रू दैट प्रीति भोजन ही विल गेट सुकृति, एंड व्हेन दैट सुकृति अक्यूमुलेट्स ही विल गेट फेथ इन द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति, देन ग्रेजुअली ही मे स्टार्ट कमिंग टू मंगल आरती ऑल्सो.
इट लुक्स लाइक देयर आर टू थिंग्स, वन थिंग इज दैट दैट पर्सन्स अगेंस्ट सुकृति.
That person's agyata sukriti,
depending upon that, he will take you to the bhakti when it is good. Second thing is that person who is preaching is purity.
These
are two things I think decides a person how quickly he takes to bhakti.
Correct, correct. Okay, so let's discuss from Radharaman Goswami's Upadesha Prakashika. In this 10th verse, yet another reason for taking shelter of and worshipping Sri Radhakund is being shown. A follower of the path of Karmakanda, who is interested solely in enjoying the fruits of his action, is actually indifferent to Bhagavan. Karmibhya. Karmi is indifferent to Bhagavan. More dear to Bhagavan are jnanis who are inclined towards Nirvishesha Brahman or the impersonal aspect, which is merely a non-specific manifestation of undifferentiated spirit. Okay. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur jnanina. More dear to Bhagavan than such jnanis are his devotees, such as the four kumaras, who are devoid of nirvishesha jnana, inclination towards his impersonal aspect, yet possess aishwarya jnana, awareness of his supreme majesty. That is how he explains. Vyaktim yayur jnaninas tebhyo jnana vimukta parama jnana vimukta bhakti parama.
Devoid of nirvishesha jnana. Tebhyo jnana vimukta nirvishesha devoid. Aisa bata rahe.
Yet possess aishwarya jnana towards his supreme majesty. So,
parama. So, better than jnana, bhakta, sir, aisa bata hai.
Devotee such as Shri Narada, who possess premanishta,
that is premeko nishta,
a resolute and exclusive fixation in love for him, are even more dear to Shri Hari than such jnani bhaktas. Jnani bhaktas are the, so, dekho, according to him, better than karmis are the jnanis, better than jnanis are the jnanamishra bhaktas. Better than the Jnana Mishra Bhaktas are the Prema Bhaktas. Okay? And like Narada Muni. Superior to such loving devotees are the Vrajagopis, who possess an indescribable and unprecedented love for Shri Krishna and are therefore exceedingly dear to him. Tabhyastha Pashupala Pankaja Drishas.
Devoid of Nirvishesh Jnana matlab kya hai? Is devotee such as Kumar, who are devoid of
whose understanding of absolute truth is not necessarily impersonal. It is personal. That's why they went to Vaikuntha to see the Lord. Na? But still the element of jnana was little bit there. That's why they are called as jnana mishra bhaktas.
That is bhakti, bhakti, bhakti paramam. Better than that is prema bhakta. Isko ab jnana mishra bhakti bol rahe hain kya?
That's what he says.
ज्ञानी से बुद्धि बोलना
प्रेमनिष्ठा इज नॉट प्रेमनिष्ठा के पहले कुमारस का
कुमारदार का भी शुद्ध भक्त है ना
दे एवेंचुअली बिकेम शुद्ध भक्तस बट दे वर एक्चुअली ज्ञान मिश्र भक्तस ओनली दैट्स व्हाट ही सेज Devotees such as Sri Narada who possess premanishta, a resolute and exclusive fixation and love for him are even more dear to Sri Hari than such jnani bhaktas. In the Padma Purana it is said, Tesham nishta, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhakti vishishyate, priyohi jnani no atyartam aham sacha mama priya. Krishna says na? Kaun sa chapter mein bolte hain?
भगवत गीता में
वो पता है कौन सा चैप्टर में तेषां ज्ञानी नित्य युक्ता एक भक्तिर विशिष्यते प्रियो हि ज्ञानिनो अत्यर्थम अहम सच मम प्रिय बताओ
पहले याद जाता है
पहले मतलब कितना
हिंट तो ना
फर्स्ट चैप्टर में
फर्स्ट सिक्स में है कि मिडिल सिक्स में है कि थर्ड सिक्स
मिडिल सिक्स में ಸೈವೈಕ ವಿಷ್ಣೋರತ್ಯಂತವಲ್ಲಭ Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Shri Krishna, her pond Shri Radhakund is equally dear to him. Among all the beloved gopis, none are as dear as Srimati Radhika. This verse quoted in Ujjwala Neelamani proves that amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radhika alone is Shri Krishna's dear most beloved. In precisely the same way, Shri Radhakund, her pond, which is actually non-different from her, is exceedingly dear to Shri Krishna and is also the topmost place of residence for devotees. Therefore, what spiritually insightful person, desirous of performing bhajan, would not take shelter of that pond? Certainly, any such person would take shelter of Shri Radha Kund. This is the explanation of Shri Radha Raman Goswami's Upadesha Prakashika.
So all the Goswamis, they also had the same boat that they used to take shelter of
Yeah.
Ramanand Das Goswami, you know.
Yeah. But they had that respect. Many times, they may feel themselves not so qualified. So they may not go and reside there. But identifying Radhakund as the topmost place of worship, that identification was there. Among the many varieties of sadhakas found in this world, the devotee of Bhagavan who performs bhajan while residing on the banks of Shri Radhakund is the best and the most dear to Shri Krishna. This is described in this 10th verse. More dear to Krishna than the followers of the path of karma are the jnanis who search after the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. More dear to Krishna than all varieties of jnanis is a pure devotee who has abandoned the attempt to understand the absolute truth through cultivation of knowledge. So this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. ज्ञाने प्रयास मुदपास्य नमंत एव जीवंति सन्मुखरिताम भवदीय वार्ताम तेभ्यो ज्ञान विमुक्त भक्ति परमा अमंग्स दोज ज्ञानीज वन हू हैज गिवन अप दैट पाथ ऑफ ज्ञान एंड हैज एक्सेप्टेड परम भक्ति ही इज बेस्ट प्रेमैक निष्ठा ततः वो भक्ति से जो प्रेम का स्तर पे पहुंच गया वो Sadhana Bhakti se bhi better hai. Like that. Amongst all varieties of pure devotees, the Premi Bhakta or one who dearly loves Krishna is the most dear to him. Amongst all varieties of such loving pure devotees, the Vrajagopis are the most dear to Krishna. Of all the Vrajagopis, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's dear most and her pond Shri Radha Kund is similarly dear to him. Therefore, the intelligent person who possesses sufficient accumulated devotional merit, Sukriti, Kakriti, Kriti means Sukriti. So therefore, the intelligent person who possesses sufficient accumulated devotional merit, Sukriti, will most certainly reside on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and within the mind render service to Sri Radha Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes. Either Bhaktivinoda Thakur
takes time. So this today morning which you were saying about the devotee wanted to chant more rounds. He had this knowledge that he was aspiring to be a pure devotee, so he wanted to not have any distraction. Main khali japa karta hu ye karta hu ki kya motive ho gaya uska agar japa
jaye suna nahi past time kya pata nahi kaun
kyun nahi suna.
I'm just trying to
nahi class mein aaj
madhura
mein se ek sincerity
aaj ka dressing bhi tha. Dressing भी था मधुरम भी था
माला बज गया
इसलिए माला बज गया
क्या फर्स्ट टाइम था मोर राम
नहीं व्हाट द सेंस ही सेड बिकॉज़ दिस पर्सन आस्क क्वेश्चन ना दिस इज नेम फ्रॉम माय फॉर इज
नॉट हरी शौरी प्रभु
मेरा केशव जी नहीं नॉट
क्वेश्चन सो कौन केशव नाम प्रभु
की वो प्रभुपाद से 64 राउंड्स
गौर नाम प्रभु
गौर नाम प्रभु सो फॉर हिज क्वेश्चन यू आर सेइंग So he said one devotee during Prabhupada's time wanted to completely, you know, it's no distraction, no disturbance. So devotees log aate to disturb ho jate. He wanted to make a hut on the tree.
Hut?
Wo goshala mein rehta tha Mayapur mein. Wahan bhi disturb hota tha. So he went into permission. Can I make a hut on the tree?
On top of the tree?
Haan. He asked ki mere ko mere ko khali chanting karni. But Prabhupada didn't like it.
फॉरन होते हैं
जो भी है
नहीं नहीं अभी सम सिंसियरिटी किसी का होता है कि मेरे को अभी
तो
शुद्ध होने का है हाँ भक्ति मिला है दिस इज अ मींस टू प्यूरिफाई मी बट मैं सो गुरु गुरु डिड एग्री सो व्हाट वेंट रॉन्ग मैन ही डिड कुड नॉट डू इट ना गुरु डिड अप्रिशिएट दैट कि सब नहीं कर सके
स्टिल ही मेड हिज हार्ट एंड
कभी कभी वो डिटरमिनेशन होता है ना मैं इतना राउंड्स कर लेकिन गुरु एंड गुरु से नहीं तेरे लिए अच्छा नहीं है
आप प्रीचिंग करो
हाँ तो आप जो दूसरा भी है तो इतना कर, ज्यादा करो राउंड प्रभुपाद सेड दैट आई नेवर सेड दैट ओनली 16 राउंड 16 इज द मिनिमम राउंड
बट विद दैट यू आल्सो डू अदर थिंग्स
यार सब लोग नहीं कर सकते हैं बट द अनफॉर्चुनेट पार्ट वाज व्हेन देन यू लेफ्ट भक्ति रिजल्ट ऑफ दैट इज यू गिव अप भक्ति ऐसे कोई ऐसे कैसे
इतना माला कर देते एटलीस्ट भक्ति कैसे छोड़ दिया नहीं हुआ तो फिर से सेवा करना चालू कर देते ना
है ना वो भी हो सकता है हरे हरे से कुछ
सेवा कर रहे काम कर
कैसे
करो जी हाउ हाउ
डेफिनेटली सम ऑफेंसेस ऑफेंसिव मेंटेलिटी रहेगा इसकी वजह से एनीवे अनुवृत्ति वैशाल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद मोर डियर टू श्री कृष्णा देन दोस हु सिंपली एक्ट टू फुलफिल देयर सेल्फिश डिजायर्स इज वन हु इज फर्मली एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस एंड इज देयरफॉर डेडिकेटेड टू परफॉर्मिंग वर्चुअस डीड्स कर्मेभ्य परितो हरे प्रियतया व्यक्तिम ययुर्ज्ञानिनस इवन मोर डियर टू कृष्णा देन ऑल सच सत्कर्मीज इज अ ब्रह्मज्ञानी हु इज ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर ऑल टुगेदर मोर डियर टू कृष्णा देन ऑल सच ज्ञानीज इज अ प्योर डिवोटी मोर डियर टू कृष्णा देन ऑल सच प्योर डिवोटीज इज अ प्रेमी भक्त हु लव्स हिम डियरली इवन मोर डियर टू कृष्णा देन ऑल सच प्रेमी भक्तास आर द ब्रजगोपीज Among all the Vrajagopis, Srimati Radhika is Krishna's dear most. In the same way that Krishna loves her, he loves her pond, Sri Radha Kund. Therefore, Krishna's devotees, who are the most fortunate people, take shelter of Sri Radha Kund.
So, once question is also, you say that Krishna is all attractive. But why is it that I am not finding him attractive? So he gave the answer that
he means Maharaj.
Sorry, Maharaj. So he said, Krishna will reveal his attraction only if Radharani agrees to reveal to him. You say that Hare Krishna, you are all attractive, and I want to see more. And Radharani is attracted to you only when you become Srinadapi Sunicheta. This is what is. So, a compact approach. You want to impress Radharani. You can't go and sit at Radhakund.
Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that is you someone asked Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Prabhupada, I want to go and stay in Radhakund and practice devotional service. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that is not Radhakund, that will be Narakakund for you.
So he said then when Radharani is pleased, she, by her mercy, you will find Krishna attractive. This is another Gopinath Mandir. So some things you just remember then when you are talking about Radharani. How Radharani? So now, what is Radharani's mood? So her mood is Srinadapi Sunicheta.
But we are staying in Dham, na? Here Radhakund is there, Govardhan is there, everything is there. So how to take settler?
अभी आएगा
रोल
है अभी देखो प्रभुपाद और भक्ति भक्ति रक्षक सीधा महाराज का कमेंट्रीज में आएगा सब सब एवरीथिंग विल बी क्लैरिफाइड
ये महाराज इज गिवन राधाकुंड एवरीथिंग
नो बट इफ आई एम गोइंग टू राधाकुंड एंड यू डू दिस इफ यू रिमेंबर दिस व्हाट इज दिस राधाकुंड दैट्स ऑफ द ग्रेट
थिंग यह
डू वी हैव टू सी अरे मैं राधाकुंड में हूं आई नो सो इट्स गुड यार बैठेगा उधर बैठ के बोलेगा मैं इधर बैठ के 150 राउंड्स करता तो फिर थोड़ा सोचना
सो ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय शिला प्रभुपाद क्या टाइम है डू वी हैव
10 मिनट्स
21 वी स्टार्टेड 10 मिनट्स लेट
अनदर
20 मिनट्स
वी फिनिश ना 10 आवर्स फिनिश कर देंगे
ना नहीं नहीं होगा नहीं एटलीस्ट प्रभुपाद का परपोर्ट खत्म करने का प्रयास करेंगे At the present moment, almost everyone is engaged in some kind of fruitive activity. Those who are desirous of gaining material profits by working are called karmis or fruitive workers. All living entities within this material world have come under the spell of Maya. This is described in Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Shakti Parapropta Kshetra Gyakyatata Para अविद्या कर्म संज्ञाया तृतीया शक्तिरिष्यते सेजेस हैव डिवाइडेड द एनर्जीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट इनटू थ्री कैटेगरीज नेमली द स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी मार्जिनल एनर्जी एंड मटेरियल एनर्जी द मटेरियल एनर्जी इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द थर्ड क्लास एनर्जी तृतीया शक्तिरिष्यते दोस लिविंग बीइंग्स विद इन द ज्यूरिस्डिक्शन ऑफ द मटेरियल एनर्जी Sometimes engage themselves like dogs and hogs in working very hard simply for sense gratification. So, I think last week we were reading from Uddhav Gita, and in Uddhav Gita, there in one purport, Shri Lakshmana Jagadakur very nicely explains. He says, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna calls the jivas as his amsha. Where? अंश जीवलोके जीवभूत सनातन अंश अंश मीन्स ही इज अ कॉन्शियस एंटिटी सो इज अंश इज ऑल्सो कॉन्शियस एंड इन द सेम भगवद्गीता कृष्ण ऑल्सो सेज दैट द लिविंग एंटिटी इज माई एनर्जी वेर डस ही से बताओ You are Bhagavad Gita expert. बताओ किधर बोलते हैं भगवान कि जीवा जीवा इसमें एनर्जी अपरेयम इतस्त्वन्याम प्रकृतिम विद्धि में पराम जीवभूता महाबाहो येदम दारिते जगत सो इफ यू सी एनर्जी मीन्स विदाउट द एनर्जेटिक एनर्जी एनर्जी इज ऑलमोस्ट लाइक जड़ा जड़ वस्तु ओनली बिकॉज द एनर्जेटिक का जो इच्छा के द्वारा ही एनर्जी फ्लो होता है अगर एनर्जेटिक जो पुरुष है उसको उधर जाना है देन द एनर्जी ऑफ वॉकिंग विल टेक हिम देयर ओके सो इट इज द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द एनर्जेटिक दैट एम्पावर्स द एनर्जी एनर्जी डस नॉट हैव फ्री विल But Amsha has free will. So Krishna calls the Jivatma as Amsha at one place, as Prakriti at another place. You see?
Yeah.
And Amsha, but not Swamsha. Swamsha is Vishnu Tattva.
Vibhinamsa.
Vibhinamsa, he says. And Shakti, he says, but not Aparashakti. Parashakti. So it is energy, but not inferior energy. Amsha, but not superior Amsha. Inferior Amsha, but superior energy.
So, marginal energy.
That is another meaning of why Jiva is tatastha. Because it is tatastha between Amsha and Prakriti also. Amsha but not Swamsha. Prakriti but not Apara Prakriti. Para Prakriti. So that way it is like it's a borderline tattva. Jiva tattva is like a borderline tattva. Neither completely Swamsha nor completely Apara Prakriti also. Para Prakriti but Vibhinnamsha. Like that. So he has some free will. At the same time, is energy, not energetic. Energetic is Ishvara Tattva. Energy is Prakriti Tattva. He is Prakriti Tattva but Amsha. But material energy is also Prakriti, but it is not Amsha. And the Vishnu Tattvas are also Amsha, but they are not Prakriti. But Jiva is Amsha also, Prakriti also. He has free will, like the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is Amsha. But at the same time, he is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is Prakriti. Now, tell me one verse from Bhagavad Gita where this principle of the living entity being controlled by the Supreme Lord also, at the same time having free will of its own, is indicated. कौन सा एक वर्ष है भगवद गीता में जिधर ये जीव तत्व का एक स्वतंत्र इच्छा और बीइंग कंप्लीटली कंट्रोल्ड बाय कृष्णा वेर 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 इज दिस को एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ दिस टू प्रिंसिपल्स मेंशन्ड इन भगवद गीता दैवीं प्रकृति माश्रिता ओके एनी अदर वर्स यू कैन रिमेंबर चैप्टर नंबर बता दूं क्या
हिंट
वही चैप्टर नंबर बता देता
हूँ
और क्या और क्या हिंट बताऊं मैं आपको बताइए नाइन्थ चैप्टर है मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज नाइन्थ चैप्टर में है कौन सा वर्स वर्स नंबर भी बता दूं क्या
एक फर्स्ट लाइन फर्स्ट वर्ड
फर्स्ट
अभी मैंने प्राणी दिया परमिशन फर्स्ट वर्ड अलाउड देन
नहीं मैं वर्स नंबर बताता हूं ये भगवद गीता एक्सपर्ट है
बता दे चलो स्टार्ट
9.6 फर्स्ट वर्ड बता देता हूं यथा फुल वर्स बता देता हूं यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायुर् सर्वत्र गो महान् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्स्थानि इत्युपधारय सो ही एक्सप्लेन्स जस्ट लाइक द स्काई इज देयर द स्काई लिमिट्स द स्पेस वेयर एयर कैन फ्लो So which means sky controls. Sky is the controller of air, but within that the living entity can move. Air can move here and there, here and there.
Yeah, analogy. Apo like Krishna bola directly.
Oi, analogy to explain. Analogy correct, na? Directly. Through analogy is explaining, but that indicates that the jivatma is an energy. It is not completely free to act. At the same time. It has free will.
Acharya has explained this comment explanation.
कौन सा? वही ना वो 9.6 का explanation क्या है? So he says मत्स्थानी सर्वभूतानी न चाहम तेषु अवस्थितः न च मत्स्थानी भूतानी पश्यमे योगमेश्वरम्। अरे ऐसे कैसा, मत्स्थानी सर्वभूतानी न च मत्स्थानी भूतानी, दोनों कैसे? तो देन ही एक्सप्लेन्स यूजिंग दैट दिस थिंग। सो दिस इज द वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग तटस्थ नेचर ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी। सो वन अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ तटस्थ इज इट कैन बिकम कृष्णोन्मुख और कृष्ण बहिर्मुख। It can move, look towards Krishna and move in that direction, or the living entity can look towards Maya and move in that direction. Both.
Mm,
but another thing, another understanding of Tatastha is he has free will and at the same time he is controlled. He is Amsha, at the same time he is Prakriti. Mm. Vibhinnamsha, Para Prakriti. So,
because he's very small, that's what. He's very
small also.
Finite,
yeah, but small matlab kya hai? Paramatma is smaller than the Jivatma, size wise. Anoraniyam, Mahato Mahiyan. So he is not just because of size. Subtle, the Supreme Lord is subtler than the Jivatma.
Because his Amsi is controlled by, he has some independent.
Amsha.
And because he is Prakriti, energy, so
he is
controlled by the Lord. He is just a set ratana intersection. Energy and Amsa.
Yeah.
It's the common.
Yeah.
Jeev.
Correct.
That is the Sakti.
So this was very nice. It was explained. Amsha also, but not Swamsha. Prakriti also, but not Apara Prakriti.
Not Para also.
Para Prakriti, no?
Para is divided into again internal and marginal.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Nay, para prakriti means apareyam tastunyam prakritim vidyame param. So either para prakriti is not internal energy.
Here it is marginal.
Para prakriti is marginal energy because we are talking about the material world only.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. Those living beings within the jurisdiction of the material energy sometimes engage themselves like dogs and hogs and working very hard simply for sense gratification. However, in this life or after executing pious activities in the next life, some karmis become strongly attracted to performing various kinds of sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Thus, on the strength of their pious merit, they are elevated to heavenly planets.
But Proji, sometimes this para and apara uses the internal energy and external energy.
Oh, alag context.
Alag context.
Alag context. But in those two verses, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu Kammano Buddhi Revacha Ahankareti Emme Binna Prakriti Rashtada अपरेयमितस्तुन्यां प्रकृतिं विद्धिमे पराम जीवभूतां महाबाहो एदं दारेते जगत। इन दोस टू वर्सेस परा एंड अपरा आर यूज्ड इन द सेंस ऑफ मटेरियल एनर्जी एंड लिविंग एंटिटी। मटेरियल एनर्जी इज अपरा प्रकृति, अपरा इयम्, अपरेयम् इतस्तु अन्यां प्रकृतिं विद्धिमे पराम, बट देयर इज अनदर प्रकृति विच इज परा। व्हाट इज दैट? Jivabhutam.
That is marginal.
Actually, those who perform sacrifices strictly according to Vedic injunctions are elevated to the moon and planets above the moon. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Shine Punye Martyalokam Vishanti. After exhausting the results of their so-called pious activities, they again return to the earth, which is called Martyaloka, the place of death. Although such persons may be elevated to the heavenly planets by their pious activities, and although they may enjoy life there for many thousands of years, they nonetheless must return to this planet when the results of their pious activities are exhausted. So, Prabhupada here compares materialistic people who are animal-like, higher than them are those who have accepted some pious activities, Vedic pious activities.
Regarding this, Guruji, a question is that they say when the people have the pious credit that they get exhausted, they come to this material world. So, then the process cycle is there, na? They go to the rain falls, then go to seed. So these are usko panchagni bolte hain ke
panchagni vidya bolke Prabhupada likhte hain.
Likhte hain. So this is the only thing, na?
This is for those who fall from the swarga.
In panchagni matlab five kind of celibates kya hai isme?
Wo exactly mujhe bhi yaad nahi hai kya hai. Wo dekhna
padega. Kya jo salt to rain to ground, then seed to male
to.
These are the five kinds of celibacy.
Yeah, it is mentioned. Brother Debushan's commentary.
Yeah.
On this planet, we find many businessmen, politicians and others who are simply interested in material happiness. They attempt to earn money by all means, not considering whether such means are pious or impious. Such people are called karmis or gross materialists. Among the karmis are some vikarmis, people who act without the guidance of Vedic knowledge. Those who act on the basis of Vedic knowledge perform sacrifices for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. Yajñātāt karmaṇo anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanam. And to receive benedictions from him. In this way they are elevated to higher planetary systems. Such karmis are superior to the vikarmis, for they are faithful to the direction of the Vedas and are certainly very dear to Krishna. Karmibhya parito hare priyataya bhaktim yayur jñānina. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Krishna says, Ye yatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. In whatever way one surrenders unto me, I reward him accordingly. Krishna is so kind that he fulfills the desires of the karmis and jnanis, not to speak of the bhaktas. Although the karmis are sometimes elevated to higher planetary systems, as long as they remain attached to the fruitive activities, they must accept new material bodies after death. If one acts piously, he can attain a new body among the demigods in the higher planetary systems, or he may attain some other position in which he can enjoy a higher standard of material happiness. On the other hand, those who are engaged in impious activities are degraded and take birth as animals, trees and plants. Thus, those fruitive actors who do not care for the Vedic directions, the vikarmis, are not appreciated by learned saintly persons. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nunam pramatta kurte vikarma yadindriya priyataya aprinoti na sadhu manye yata atmanoyam asannapi kleshata asadehaha. Materialists who work hard like dogs and hogs simply for sense gratification are actually mad. They simply perform all kinds of abominable activities simply for sense gratification. Materialistic activities are not at all worthy of an intelligent man, for as a result of such activities one gets a material body which is full of misery. The purpose of human life is to get out of the threefold miserable conditions which are concomitant with material existence. Unfortunately, fruitive workers are mad to earn money and acquire temporary material comforts by all means. Again, karmi ka stav pe Prabhupada baat kar rahe hain. Therefore, they risk being degraded to lower species of life. Materialists foolishly make many plans to become happy in this material world. They do not stop to consider that they will live only for a certain number of years, out of which they must spend the major portion acquiring money for sense gratification. Ultimately, such activities end in death. Materialists do not consider that after giving up the body, they may become embodied as lower animals, plants or trees. Thus, all their activities simply defeat the purpose of life. Not only are they born ignorant, but they act on the platform of ignorance, thinking that they are getting material benefits in the shape of skyscraper buildings, big cars, honorable positions and so on. The materialists do not know that in the next life they will be degraded and that all their activities simply serve as parabhava, their defeat. This is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.5. Parabhavastavadabodha jato yavanna jigyasita atmatattvam. One should therefore be eager to understand the science of soul, atmatattva. Unless one comes to the platform of atmatattva, by which one understands that the soul and not the body is oneself, one remains on the platform of ignorance. Out of thousands and even millions of ignorant people who are wasting their time simply gratifying their senses, one may come to the platform of knowledge and understand higher values of life. Such a person is called a jnani. The jnani knows that fruitive activities will bind him to material existence and cause him to transmigrate from one kind of body to another. As indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam, by the term sharira bandha, bound to bodily existence, as long as one maintains any conception of sense enjoyment, his mind will be absorbed in karma, fruitive activity, and this will oblige him to transmigrate from one body to another body. Thus, a jnani is considered superior to karmi, Because he at least refrains from the blind activities of sense enjoyment. This is the verdict of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, although a jnani may be liberated from the ignorance of the karmis, unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, he is still considered to be in ignorance, avidya. Although one may be accepted as a jnani or one advanced in knowledge, his knowledge is considered impure because he has no information of devotional service and thus neglects the direct worship of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a jnani is inferior to a devotee. When a jnani takes to devotional service, he rapidly becomes superior to an ordinary jnani. Such an advanced person is described as jnana vimukta bhakti parama. Jnana se vimukto ke parama bhakti ka prapti kar chuka hai. How a jnani takes to devotional service is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, wherein Krishna says, which verse?
Jnana visara bhakta na.
Bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Actually, a person is wise when he surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna. But such a Mahatma, great soul, is very rare. After taking to devotional service under the regulative principles, a person may come to the platform of spontaneous love of Godhead. Abhi Vaidhi se Raganugata Kayaga. Following in the footsteps of great devotees like Narada and Sanaka and Sanatana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then recognizes him to be superior. The devotees who have developed love of Godhead are certainly in an exalted position. Premaika Nishta Tataha. Of all these devotees, the gopis are recognized as superior because they do not know anything other than satisfying Krishna. Nor do the gopis expect any return from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Naparayeham Niravajya Samyutam. Indeed, sometimes Krishna puts them into extreme suffering by separating himself from them. Nonetheless, they cannot forget Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis became most dejected and spent the rest of their lives simply crying in separation from Krishna. This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna. There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with Krishna. Rather, vipralamba seva, thinking of Krishna in separation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, is far better than serving Krishna directly. Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, the gopis are more exalted, and out of all these exalted gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. No one can excel the devotional service of Srimati Radharani. Indeed, even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he took her position and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to understand her transcendental feelings. In this way, Sri Rupa Goswami gradually concludes that Srimati Radharani is the most exalted devotee of Krishna and that her kunda lake, Sri Radha Kund, is the most exalted place. This is verified by the verse from the Padma Puran as quoted in Laghu Bhagavatamrit and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit. Yata radha priya vishnos tasyaha kundam priyantaka sarva gopeshu saivaika vishnur atyanta vallabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is dear to the Supreme Lord Krishna, so her bathing place Radha Kund is equally dear to Krishna. Among all the gopis, she alone stands supreme as the Lord's most beloved. Therefore, everyone interested in Krishna consciousness should ultimately take shelter of Radha Kund and execute devotional service there throughout one's life. This is the conclusion of Rupa Goswami in the 10th verse of Upadeshamrita.
Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Must take shelter of Radha Kund and execute devotional service there throughout one's life.
इसका मतलब क्या है? अभी भक्त रक्षा सीधर मां बताएं. बट उसका मतलब क्या है? Prabhupada never stayed in Radhakund throughout his life. And Prabhupada never recommended in personal dealings anyone to stay in Radhakund and perform. तो उसका और कुछ मतलब रहेगा ना? वो अभी वक्तरक्षक सेजर महाराज का कमेंट्री में आएगा. वेट करो, कल विल डिस्कस दिस टुमारो.
Yes.